Hello, everyone. You've got Coach Lisa here today. Welcome, welcome. Say hello in the chat. Just trying to get myself set up here. You are here today for the regain call, and this is an open coaching call. So, hello, Susan from Louisiana. Sounds like everybody can hear me okay. I've had a terrible cold this week, so forgive me if I sound a little off, and I will do my best not to cough my way through this call. So, how is everybody today? Oh, hi, Alicia. Nice to see you. And happy Easter to everybody. Passover. I know it's a holiday for a lot of people today. So, rainy Atlanta. It is raining here, but I try not to look because I think it's partly snow, which seems crazy. It's April. Why is it still snowing? All right. So I wanted to post in the chat. How many people have checked out the Regain Reset course? Because that, yeah, okay. We got some thumbs up on that. Good. Because, oh, there's, I'm like, I don't have the right link. I want to give you the link to that course because I love that you're doing it now, Alicia. It is such a great course, and it's a course that's different from a lot of the other courses, I think, anyways, where it really spells out, okay, this is what you do. Step one, step two. Here's how we work through a specific thing that's been going on. It's such a great course. I did my first reading. Okay. All right. You can post questions in the Q&A if you have them. I don't know where my Q&A is, but I'm assuming if there are questions, I will find them. Q&A there. There. Okay. So now I can see the Q&A as well. Hi, Sophie. Happy Easter. Yeah. Okay. So far, nobody's got their hands raised. So, this will be a very short call if we don't have hands go up and people want to talk about something. Talk through what's going on for you. Is everybody just losing weight and kicking butt with this and we're doing great? Or is there something that you'd like to discuss on this Regain coaching call today? Hi, Anne from Spain. It is so nice to see you. I never know, Anne. Is it late at night or early in the morning for you? Because I know it's not the same time as it is here right now. I think it's late at night, but yeah, 9 p.m. Okay. So it is late at night for you. So, okay, we have somebody with their hand raised. And again, you can post questions in the Q&A and raise your hand if you want some coaching. We're bringing Melissa up.
Hi. I didn't get on the call the day of my photo shoot. So since no one had their hand raised, I thought I'd follow up.
Excellent. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, so update everybody on what
Oh
you
yeah.
had done.
So was it 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago, I won a boudoir photo shoot, so way out of my comfort zone. I also had like lipedema surgeries where they took off a bunch of fat, but I still have all the extra skin. I've lost 100 pounds, so I'm like doing a lot to reclaim my body in a sense. Also breast cancer, just all of that. So I won a photo shoot and I was really nervous, and because it's way out of my comfort zone. But I went and bought a couple like sort of lingerie type things, and it was great. And you can pay, they give you one photo, but you can pay for more. What was interesting is they try to sell you the whole 40 or 50, and it's like $1,000. So I was like, no. But also, when I was, re well, let me tell you about the photo shoot and then what I thought when I reviewed it. So the photo shoot was great. There was one time downstairs, I just had bra and like bottoms on, and I was like, I even said it out loud. I was like, I feel completely exposed.
Yes.
But otherwise, they had like great poses, like laying on a chaise or like, things like that. And so it was really
So
good.
notice that one thought though, Melissa, right? I feel complete. Well,
I
you were
was.
diagnosed,
Yeah.
right? So sometimes we notice that we have thoughts and we go, oh yeah, that's why I'm thinking this, because it's actually the truth. I am completely exposed here. Okay, and
And they do your hair. Well, my hair was, because it's just whatever. They did my makeup and it was great. And lashes, I never had lashes on ever in my life. So then you go back like a week later to review your photos. So they didn't pull every single one. They pulled like, I don't know, 20, 25 or something. And so, you want to go to just buy the whole thing, but I realized I don't want the photos that I didn't pick. Like, I don't even want to see them again because they're not all beautiful. Right? Like, some of them, I'm like, yeah, that pose was not great. And that outfit I felt good in, but I don't like the way that looks in the photo, So, like, and as I was sitting there going through that, I was like, supermodels, like, I used to watch America's Top Model, they pick the best couple photos out of a whole photo shoot. Like, supermodels don't even look beautiful in every single, they have weird poses, they have a weird smile, they have a, so it was really good. And then after that I went Sephora near me, because I'm in a big city, you can do a makeup class, because I also don't know much about that. So I did a makeup class and I bought some of the makeup, and like I'm working on getting up in the morning to put makeup on. So it was extremely terrifying, but I like the photos, and then it's led to other things too. And then I worked through eating after. I did stop at Starbucks and get a tea. Like, that was my, I was thirsty and I wanted something, but I didn't. Yeah, I got a like iced tea.
And I love so much that you were comparing yourself to, like, even supermodels do this, right? Like, that's such a different shift from you in the past.
Yeah, where you're like, oh, the skin on my thigh, and why is this like this? And all of that. Yeah. So if you ever, anyone ever has anything like that, it was amazing. And now I have like four beautiful photos. So.
So do you feel like it really did help you take a step towards reclaiming your body as
Yeah.
your own?
I did. And even just like scheduling, a makeup class, like I sat down, she's like, so what do you want? And I was like, I know nothing. So she spent, I think it's like $75 for 75 minutes. She was there for like an hour and a half. And then I told her I had breast cancer. And she's like, wait, let me go get the clean products, which I knew, but I forgot, like, because it's in Sephora. And then she's like, okay, so what things do you want? And then even just like foundation, or like, I'm not even using foundation. It's like a stick and tinted moisturizer. Like, it just opened up, like, oh, I could look. Not that I don't like how I look every day, but I could look like that, and I like the way I look. Also, we compare ourselves. Seeing yourself in full makeup like makes you realize, like, we look at Lady Gaga and whoever, and they're like, they're gorgeous. Well, they have full makeup on. Like,
Yes, you're not seeing them regular day, right?
yeah. So it was amazing. Yeah.
And I know the Sephora's around here. If you call and you can book an appointment for like a makeover kind of thing where they'll teach you things as long as you're committing to buying $50 worth, I think it is.
Okay.
So they don't even charge for that, but it's not really
Oh,
a,
wow.
they'll just show you one way to put it on kind of thing,
Yeah.
which I thought is kind of cool too. So yeah, look at you opening up those doors to different things.
Yeah, it was exciting. So I just
And
wanted to
on
follow up while
I
someone else
love
washes their
it.
hands.
On your journey, did you have regains?
I actually have a regain right now. It's like 8 pounds since August. I had my gallbladder out unexpectedly in August, and then I realized I was walking and doing all the things, and then winter I just didn't. And I've realized as I go into fall again, I need to figure out an alternative. I actually listened to the first call, just went down and did some deadlifts in my basement and came back up. So I'm also like ready to, spring rejuvenates me, so I'm ready to get out and like been walking and all of that too.
So you basically did exactly what we teach. You looked at why I had the regain. Oh, because this changed and I didn't change with it. Right? And I love that you're making a plan for the next time. I try to put things like that in my calendar. Just,
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
throw it in the calendar for like late August to say, hey, don't forget, but just make sure you're very specific because I have every once in a while I come across something and I'm like, what the heck was that? I have no idea what that thing in my calendar is about. I tried to do shorthand before and I'm like, no more shorthand. Don't do shorthand. That's my warning to all. Make it as detailed as possible so you know what you're looking at because you're talking about putting something, 6 months from now or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, figuring out what you did, what you missed, and how we can change that for next time. So good. I love
Thank you.
it. Well, thank you for sharing.
Yes,
Thank you
absolutely.
so much. All right. Did you have anything else you wanted to? Nobody else has their hand up yet, so
Someone should raise their hand.
I
If you're
don't
here, raise your hand. All right, thank
Yeah.
you.
Nothing else for you though. You're good.
Yep.
Okay. All right. We'll see you next time. All right. Well, but Melissa, oops, I think I did the button. No, I pushed the wrong button. Hold on. Here we go. There we go. Okay. Does not want to let you down. I keep saying change role to attendee. And it says you're doing it, but you're not leaving, are you, Melissa? Well, there we go. Okay. Think that maybe worked, maybe not. Well, all right. Is any, let's go back up. Okay, we have somebody else. So just comments in the chat that Mac does that as well. You pay, but then you get the money credited for any purchase. Mary Kay Beauty Consultants will also do that, and they will teach you whatever you want, learning about great skincare as well. Those are great ideas. It's one of those things to do that, Barb, I'm going to let you invite you to join me. One of those things that we can do to, self-care, how to take care of ourselves in a way that doesn't have to cost a ton of money necessarily, right? We're always kind of looking for ways, how do I take care of myself and really honor me? So it's a nice time of year too, as spring's coming in and we're probably wearing different styles. So I don't see you yet, Barb. I'm gonna ask you to start your video and ask you to unmute. There we go. I think you're still oh, there you go. We should be able to hear you. And it's Barb.
Yes.
Hi, Barb. It's nice to
Hi.
glad you put your hand up. How can I help you today? What's going on for you?
Well, I joined last June,
Okay.
and at the same time, I joined a gym. That's for seniors. That's great. No,
Right.
18-year-olds in
Oh,
spandex.
fabulous.
And it's so close, and the machines they have are so easy to use, to get set up and everything. That for the first time ever, I mean, I really had a habit of going. And I was going mostly every weekday. As
Okay.
it was too hot to walk outside, so I would do the strength training Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then the treadmill Tuesday, Thursday,
Yep.
and that continued for 5, 6 months,
Okay.
and I was losing weight fairly steadily, like anybody, it went up and down.
Okay.
I mean, I even lost some weight in November and then in December.
Here we go.
And then I spent January gaining back the December weight.
Okay.
I don't know if it matters to tell you what threw me off track, but I got sick for a little
Yep.
while. And so I started eating soup and stuff, because when you're
Yeah.
sick, that's what you eat. And then I realized I didn't have any nausea. I just had a headache and a fever. So then I
Okay.
started pampering myself.
Okay. With.
Muffins and ice cream. And
Okay.
it was like it took all the brakes off.
Okay.
And maybe I made it to the gym once in a week, and then not at all the next week, and maybe twice the next week, because I was trying to not entirely say, well, that didn't work.
So when you were in the fall, through the fall, were you following the four basics as well?
No.
Oh,
No,
okay.
of course not.
So,
See,
okay,
that's, I almost
so
didn't
yeah.
raise my hand because I know I'm not
That's
doing the shit, so I should
it's
just do the shit.
okay. It's okay. This is the whole point of the regain course and the regain call, is to recognize, okay, when you did it before and you were losing weight, the piece that you missed is you were using the working out as a way to lose weight. And then, so when you got sick and you stopped working out,
Yeah.
well, then the weight came back on.
Well,
That's
it wasn't only the working out.
okay. What else was it?
Well, I had changed some of my eating habits. I was doing pretty good at waiting until I was hungry to eat.
Doing the basics somewhat, Barb. You're not giving yourself enough credit.
I thought you meant in January when it all went to
No, when
hell.
you were losing weight.
Okay. Well,
Okay.
I never to this point have been very good at stopping at enough.
Okay.
So those are the basics, and I've always been kind of a water drinker, so
The water's not a problem. How's your sleep?
no. Usually pretty good. I'm
Okay.
lucky that way.
Okay. So it sounds like through the fall, the working out was making up for the not necessarily dialing in the stopping at enough.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. And again, so then that would make sense then why when we stop the working out. I'm also kind of wondering if there was some sort of piece about how you felt about yourself based on doing the working out.
Oh, well, I felt really proud of myself.
So then when you stopped working out, how were you feeling about yourself?
Oh, not quite as good.
Yeah.
No, and I was never super sick, but enough to just really stay home and take it easy, and
Yeah.
then when I was starting to feel better, I had a trip out of state, and when I came back, I thought, well, surely I've gained weight from all of this. Well, no.
Okay.
But then I started, and yeah, between then and now, I'm up 15, 16 pounds, and I
Okay.
had lost 52, and I'm really scared.
What are you scared of?
I'm so scared, I'm just gonna gain it all back.
Okay. So that's how you're feeling right now. Right now, you're feeling scared because you're thinking, I could just gain this all back, which you could. But what we want to look at is what you're doing because you could also carry on and lose 100 pounds. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you, any, we have right now, anything is possible for you. And the fact that you raised your hand on this call shows that you are much more committed to figuring it out and saying, okay, well, what am I going to do next? Than to the version of you who would just gain it all back because she would be hiding from it. And you're not doing that. Does that feel true?
Yeah, yes, and no.
Okay, that's okay. What part of you feels yes? Yes, that feels true, that you're ready to think about what to do next.
What? It felt good to be proud of myself, and because I don't have a good track record of being proud of myself.
Okay.
a big, huge, critical, negative voice. And there's something I was gonna say. Whenever I start to lose a significant amount of weight, I just feel powerful in some way. Like I don't know. That's part of feeling proud, I guess, but and then something happens, it trips me up and it triggers the old patterns. And,
So that powerful version of you, what is she saying to herself? Do you remember what she would be saying to herself on a daily basis?
No, it
Okay.
was just a sense.
I'm going to make a guess because what you said to me was you said, I was at that gym. You were at that gym 5 days a week? Monday, Wednesday, Friday, doing strength training, Tuesday, Thursday, doing the treadmill. It sounds to me like when you would get up, you would be like, hey, which workout am I doing today? What am I doing for me? Were you planning your meals at that time?
No, I
Okay.
never have done the specific meal planning.
Okay.
I think about what I'd like to have during the week and then have those foods on hand. And
So that's still
so,
planning. It's just a different way of doing it. Like it's sounds to me like you were planning more for the week. So you would shop somehow and get your food, right? How did you make those decisions?
I don't quite understand.
Well, like, did you go to the grocery store? Did you think through, okay, this is what I want to have for dinner this week, or lunches this week, or breakfasts?
Well, on a good week, yeah, I would do the latter. I would
Okay.
make sure, what do I want to have? But quite honestly, for months now, it's been cruising the grocery store and doing it there. Like, have I got enough in the house or in my cart for breakfast?
Okay.
Okay, yes. Do I know I have some lunches? No. And so I did it like that.
So you're getting extra steps in at the grocery store.
I didn't always walk while I was thinking.
Okay. Okay, so it sounds like in the past, maybe you were a little more intentional about planning what you were going to go grocery shopping for.
A little more, yeah. And there have been times in the past that I've been very intentional about it.
Do you think that was something that helped you lose weight, being more intentional about deciding?
Well,
Because you lost 52 pounds. You know how to do this.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, sort of to a point, I guess.
Well, you did. You lost 52 pounds. What are you thinking about?
Well, I don't know if this is really accurate or if I'm just making it up, but I was within about 5, 6 pounds of getting below 200 for the first time in 20 some years.
Okay.
And I don't know if that just on some level was too scary or if I've just read too many self-help books and that's what they would say.
Might have been.
But it didn't help. Winter didn't help, with the getting up and exercising and
So, kind of like what Melissa talked about, the last person I had up there, same idea of okay, we got to have a plan for next time. If it's a seasonal thing, it's like, okay, so what would I do next winter? How will I help myself? You know, what made it hard, aside from being sick, was there any, what made it hard for you to get to the gym in the winter?
Just my own thoughts.
So the motivation to go.
Yeah, and then sometimes just discouragement. I felt discouraged. So, but that
What does
was
that
last.
sound like?
I can't believe I'm letting this happen again. Hearing the diet mentality, even as I'm going to say these things, but I was doing so good for so long.
Yeah. Oh, that's so a place like that is where I want you to actually explore what does that mean? What does doing so good mean? What were you actually doing?
Taking care of myself
No,
more.
that's you're that's what you make it mean. What you were doing was you were waiting for hunger, you were drinking your water, getting your sleep, you were going to the gym 5 times a week, you were reinforcing positive thinking about yourself. You were feeling proud and you were letting yourself know it. I feel good. This feels good.
It also helped almost always when I was at the gym. I had my earbuds in and I was listening to something from No BS, one of the podcasts or, replays. And it helped to have that in my ear. And one thing that I like, actually, probably the most about this program is how the message keeps coming through that, I'm fine. I haven't failed, Whoops, I did that. Maybe let's not do that, next day.
So if that's what you were to believe right now, you haven't failed.
I know.
You're not letting this happen again. It's okay. Right now you're at this
I've had
place.
15 pounds of letting it happen again.
Yeah. So what needs to be different going forward?
I know this isn't what you're looking for, but the first thing that came to mind was get my butt to the gym.
Okay. If that for you is what triggers you to think I'm taking care of myself,
Yeah, it's a big part of it.
then go ahead. But what I want you to remember too is as you're doing that, that's what's actually happening, is you're changing the way you're thinking. You're shifting to I'm taking care of myself as opposed to I'm like fucking this all up or I'm letting this happen again. There's nothing to let happen again. There's just you and what you do today, because literally this second is the only thing you have any control over. And what you do for the rest of today or tomorrow morning is happening because of you in that moment making a decision. It has nothing to do with what you've done for the past 4 months or what you did for 10 months before that. It just has to do with today you saying, nah, that's not working for me anymore. Not anymore. I know how to do this. And today, right now, this is what I'm going to do. What is my next best decision? And for you, that sounds like I plug an OBS into my ears. I listen to that message. So I keep working on believing it more and more and more that this is who I am and this is just what I do. I take care of me. Because that's all you did in January, right? You tried to take care of you that was sick. And maybe we just haven't learned how to take care of you when you're sick. And the version of you who maybe doesn't go to the gym for several days or a week or whatever, 2 weeks, because she's not feeling good, but not make it mean I don't ever go back.
Well, I have been clinging to the fact that, my coach is not an OBS coach, but someone I've been working with for a long time. I talked a little bit about this last time, and I said, I've been on a hiatus from the gym. And she goes, see, somebody who goes to the gym regularly would say that, oh, I'm on a hiatus, not I've stopped going to the gym,
Exactly. Yes. So, what's stopping you this week from going to the gym? No, tell me what you thought of there and laughed at.
I just don't want to.
Okay.
That's
Is
my
that the
little
truth? That's
kid.
okay, but that's a part of you is thinking, I don't want to. Is that really the truth? What do other parts of you think?
That I'll feel better emotionally, for one thing, my mood gets low sometimes, more often than I would like.
So part of you thinks you don't want to, but another part of you knows it will help you feel better. Could you go tomorrow and find out?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, let's
Yes.
find out, right? Let's find out if the part of you that thinks this actually might help me feel better, what if she's right or not? Go, try it out. Like I've said to you, you don't, well, maybe I don't know if I've said it or not, but I think you're onto it that you don't have to go to the gym to lose weight.
Right.
But for you, it sounds like it's more of a piece of taking care of your mental health, helping you feel good, helping it's probably the endorphins, probably everything to do with it. It's a symbol of you taking care of you.
Yeah, that's a pretty good marker. That's why I've been trying to at least go once a week,
Okay. So how many times will you go this week?
I haven't decided.
Would you like to decide?
Maybe. I'm really not feeling like committing to anything because then maybe I'll fail. Maybe I won't
Oh,
do it.
okay.
So I'm feeling.
That's okay. So what I would offer to you is it's a great opportunity to learn. You've said it before. You're not failing. There's nothing wrong with you. Your brain is resisting right now. It's resisting it because it's so afraid that you're going to fail. But if we take failing off the table and say, you go to the gym or you don't, go to the gym, look around, decide if you're going to do a workout or not, come home. Go to the gym just for being the person that's in a habit of going to the gym, even when she's not sure she wants to. Because part of her's thinking that, but another part of her's questioning, is this really going to help me? It might help me.
Well, there were plenty of times, even when I was kind of in the groove, that I did not want to go.
But you
But I
did.
would just kind of get my butt out the door. Maybe once or twice, I,
And
okay,
then
I
how did
can
you
stay.
feel?
When I got to the gym.
Yeah, or when you got home later?
Usually I was just really glad I went. There were a couple of times where I was just really pissed off about it. I thought, well, fuck, I'm here. I got myself here. I don't
Yeah.
want to do this today. And there's a circuit of eight machines, and I usually go around three times, and I went around once, and I thought, I was here, I did something, I'm going home.
Yes. Check. I love it.
Yeah.
To me, that's what that means. I did it. I showed up. That's all you're asking of yourself right now. I don't care if you walk on the treadmill for 2 minutes every time, whatever. Like you're getting there and you're just showing up for yourself. And then I would encourage you to lean into the basics because that's how you're going to actually make sure you lose weight, which is pay attention. Am I waiting for hunger this week? Am I stopping at enough? What is that all about? What's coming up?
Just thinking about, building new pathways in my brain, neurons, and of going to the gym, and that was helping. And I'm a person who waits till they're hungry to eat, and I'm a person who goes to the gym X number of times, and I'm a person who's learning to think positive thoughts, right? But, and I needed, I'm having a senior moment.
It's okay.
I think I said that in January, it triggered the old pathways. And they've just been there in fierce form ever since.
Those were well-worn pathways.
Yes, and I'm just struggling to pull myself away from
That's why we want to look at not all or nothing.
them.
Right? Just recognizing that you've seen the story that you have about what was working, what wasn't, and what changed. Now it's just what's one thing I can do? Because the ultimate identity piece, I think, for you is that I'm a person that takes care of myself. And I would encourage you each day to get up and think, I'm a person that takes care of myself. What does that look like today? Is it going to the gym or not? Doesn't
That's
have to
good.
be, but if it is, then go.
Good.
Is it that I don't go today because I'm not feeling it? Okay, then you don't go today. But if I'm a person that takes care of me, what will that look like today?
Yeah, I like that. I'm looking for
Okay.
something to write up.
Yes.
Yeah, that
I am a
sounds good.
person that takes care of me. What does that look like today?
Yeah.
And then come to ask coaches to let me know how this is going. I'd love to hear how this goes because the thing about shifting back into the version of you in the fall that was doing all these things, it's just a small shift. We just want to move just a little bit, right? You'll get back to that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank
All
you.
right. You're very welcome. Thank you for putting your hand up. Okay. Take care, Barb. I will. Here we go. Okay. I have iPhone with your hand up. Andy said she just went to the pool for the first time in months Beating herself up for stopping. Yeah, like it's when we let go of the beating ourselves up piece that we can actually move towards who do I want to be? Oops, here's
Here I
my.
am.
There you are.
There I am.
Hello, what's your name?
I'm Teresa.
Teresa, nice to see you.
Yes, I have actually never been coached, and I have
Oh,
already been cracked.
okay.
Yeah, and I've been part of BS for 5 years.
Well, I am
And
so glad that you put your hand up.
I know, because I was so close to my goal weight. I looked through, I used the happy scale, you know, and I'm like,
Yes.
what happened? So I
Yeah.
was 4 pounds from my goal weight
Yeah.
a year ago.
Okay.
And then now I am 15 pounds from my goal weight.
Okay.
And, but I did have, well, excuses, I guess I could call them excuses or not. But I injured my foot last year and I had surgery. I had tendon surgery on my foot. So I couldn't walk for 4 months. I was sitting, you know,
Okay.
couch to the bed, to the bed to the couch.
Yeah.
And so that didn't help. And I just sort of ate the same. And I actually was, you know, doing my process, you know, writing down what I was going to eat and things like that. But I didn't change any of my habits at all. I was eating about the same. So I couldn't weigh myself, right? Because I'm like, well, can't weigh yourself with a plus. I only could be on 1 foot. You know, I could never be on 2 feet. So then I get on the
Yeah.
scale and I'm like, oh gosh. But I had like gained like 8 pounds. And I'm like,
Okay.
okay, you can do this. And then I just, so that was like through October. And I was starting to be able to exercise more and do all these things. And that felt so good. Only in the sun. I don't know. I should move to the shade,
No, you're
maybe.
totally
You're fine.
fine.
Okay.
You look great.
So anyway, then I'm like, okay, I'm gonna start exercising some more. Then and I play a lot of golf. So I couldn't play golf
Okay.
for those like 5 months either. And golf, even though
Yep.
I usually use a cart, but you're still moving around and
You're
you're
still
moving your
moving.
body, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, okay, and Christmas comes around and Thanksgiving, my birthday, sort of gained up another couple pounds. And anyway, and I was really excited about getting back to my golf. And I did a yoga retreat for a week and I got a frozen shoulder from too much up and down, too much shoulder. So I have just recovering and I'm still recovering. My therapist that I go to, and she's our physical therapist, she said, you know, I don't want you to play golf yet, which I love. And it's so disappointing and just so hard for me. Because in the middle I did play around and she and it kind of put me back to normal or back to where I was with the severe shoulder frozen shoulder. So I'm just trying to and maybe not even being coached, but just because now this call was good for me, Barb's call was good for me. You know, I really haven't been doing the program. I drink water. My sleep hasn't been that great because my shoulder actually hurts quite a bit. It's getting much, much better. But I haven't really journaled, I haven't really written a plan. And about a week ago, I'm like, I'm done. I don't even know why I do this no BS because I never follow it. And so then anyway, so today I got on this call.
I love it. So it sounds very similar to what Barb was doing, which is you were eating at a level that got you to where you were going with the movement that you were doing.
Right.
You were so, but then when the movement got taken away, you were eating to whatever level you were eating at. You weren't necessarily following, this is what my body needs, listening to your body as far as doable hunger goes, is what it's sounding like. Does that sound correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Eating the, whatever you were eating before, which, without the movement, equaled weight gaining.
And then I got pretty depressed, actually. I've been fighting it for the last since it's, you know, okay, now my foot's better and it's not
And then
perfect.
your shoulder.
And then my shoulder. And then I'm like, I can't do anything. You know, and she's like, don't do upper body, don't do this. So then I was doing nothing. And then I thought it was a really good idea just to drink more wine. And I'm like, well,
Well,
heck,
that's
I'll just.
that we're gonna feel better, right? Yeah. So you're seeing very clearly exactly what happened. Now you get to decide, okay, what am I ready to do now? Do I want to explore doable hunger for my body? Right? That what I would like you to look up is the doable hunger cheat sheet on the website. because there is a doable hunger cheat sheet that shows you exactly this is what doable hunger sounds like. This is what waiting for enough sounds like. This is what stopping, or sorry, waiting for hunger. And then this is what stopping at enough sounds like. Because that sounds to me like the part that maybe wasn't really there, that we weren't really dialed into that when we lost the weight in the first place.
Actually, it's funny because I really worked on the food and part, and I really actually have much better handle on the food part. I really do. I think it's just the extra wine because I'm like, well, it's 2 glasses a night, and or sometimes 3 glasses a night. So I feel that's a big part of it, right? And that's since I've been sort of sad, that has been hard for me to give up. And because I mean, what I loved about this program, because I've been on so many other programs, that I was able to eat whatever I wanted to eat and be in control of it. So now I feel like I'm not in control of
Wine.
maybe my wine, and then like how committed am I to really want to do that? But I do want to lose the rest of the weight and feel physically fit, not get rid of my belly, it's and so that's where I am at.
Well, and it's okay. So, I don't know if you've ever checked out our maintenance course, but in our maintenance course, we talk about this a lot as far as maintenance is a way of life, and it's your maintenance life. Right now, you're living a life where you're eating the way you're eating, you're drinking a couple glasses of wine every single day, you're living this life, and it's creating this weight for you that you have right now. You really do have to decide, what am I willing to work on? What parts of my life do I want to change? And am I actually willing to do that? Like you said, for the life that I want. Do you want this life where you drink 2 glasses of wine every single day, or is that something you're ready to work on? That's you got to decide, though, Teresa. That's, I can't decide that for you. Maybe 2 glasses of wine is the perfect amount for you every day, but maybe you want to start looking at the low-level depression that it sounds like is kind of kicking in and say, okay, do I want to work on not masking it with wine and seeing, is it still there? Is it something I should talk to a doctor about maybe? Or is this adding to it? I mean, alcohol is a depressant, right? We often think, and we even joked about it a few minutes ago, that, oh yeah, well, of course I'd be drinking more wine because I'm feeling so sad. It's like, okay, but the real truth of that is that it adds to it and makes it worse, right? Because it's a depressant. I don't know. Where do you think you're at right now? Are you ready to look at that stuff?
I really am. I really am. And it's been a while because, like I said, a couple days ago, I'm like, why am I? I'm looking through all my expenses and things like that. And I thought, why am I spent? I don't do anything. And so I think this was a good thing today. And that's what I have to do is be, I really know what to do, I think, to lose the weight. One of it is making a plan because it really does help me, because it's like, okay, I want like a couple of cookies after dinner, and I know that I like something sweet, so I would just put it on my plan, and it would be something very small. But and then I just really, and I was doing this, and I got a little off track. Like I'd have wine like 4 days a week or 3 days a week, so like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I wouldn't have any unless there was like I blocked out my calendar and I was going to go to a lunch or dinner or something like that. And I just haven't done any of that. I've that fall on the wayside. And I think listening to Barb and some of the other callers, I'm like, I just need to get back
Fine.
on track.
To be able to plan, like plan the wine. If you know 3 to 4 days a week works, then yeah, I want you to think through your week. Kind of like, were you on the last call with Corinne?
Yeah, I was, and that's what I got it because I would. In fact, I was gonna. I jumped off, and then my calendar came up with this one, and I was like, "Well, that's what happened. I did regain the weight, and it, and being scared that I'm gonna get all the way up, where I was before. I lost about almost 50 pounds, and I was so close, 4 pounds from my goal. And then I'm like, duh.
now. Well,
And,
she had the reason I asked was because at the end of the call, she was talking about time management and how she puts things in her calendar. And that's kind of what I want you to do. I want you to plan. If I can, if I, if wine works for me 3 to 4 days a week, which ones of this week is it going to be? Right? What days is it going to be? And then if it's not a wine day and you have an urge for wine, then you work on sitting with the urge and really questioning why, right? But deciding, well, am I going to swap for some other day? But that's where you get to play with it a little bit yourself, right? That whole lifestyle. If you're good with being able to have wine 3 to 4 days a week, you just play with which days it is. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. Because it is there. So, because that's how I lost the weight before. I didn't like, and then that was another thing. It's not like I'm not drinking any alcohol, and like that was just not my lifestyle. So I'm like, this is not, yes, I need to play with that again because I didn't drink every day when I was losing weight before. And I started drinking a lot less. Actually, when I was working, I was stressed out, so I'd come home and drink my wine. Now I don't
Yeah,
have
but you
that.
figured that out. You figured, okay, what is not the same as what it used to be? And then what we just want to figure out going forward, well, how am I going to deal with these physical injuries in the future? Maybe you do need somebody to talk to about it or to, so that we aren't using wine or food or anything else as the buffer between us and how we feel because we're injured. Because it sucks. It happens to me too. And it's something that I work a lot on as well, thinking about, okay, how do I feel about the fact that, my body isn't always behaving for me the way I'd like it to? It's
And
definitely something to work on.
Definitely. No, I can
Awesome.
do that. And then plus, you're right. I think maybe I'll look into like some of the better health things because it's been bothering me. Plus, I'm 67 years old, so I'm like, come on, I'm just old. And I'd like stop thinking that way. And and be with where I am. I try to remember to be with where I am today, even though, I can't walk 2, 3 miles. I only can walk 1 mile. So, and I work on it, but then I, and they, and I know that the wine is habit
Well,
and
it's like,
urges, or something.
well, it's misguided help in a way too, right? Like we said, it's, everybody jokes about that. It's a common theme in the world. Just have some wine, you'll feel better. Like, except you noticed you're not really, right? After a time, it doesn't work that way. It just becomes more of a depressant. So, good catch, right? So glad you came. All
And
right.
also, I'm just going to say one more thing too, because I did see in the as I'm gaining, I realize I'm over. You know what I mean? Little bits overeating. I noticed that, so that's where I have to get back on the plan and just be more aware.
That's where that
Okay,
digital hunger chart will help too, right?
I
To
will
really
look at that.
remind yourself, wait, here's my signal. This is where it is. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much today. This is what I
Welcome.
needed,
Yeah.
and I
All right.
will. Look for the doable hunger.
I love
Thank
it.
you
All
so much.
right. You take
Thank
care.
you. Bye-bye.
Okay. I have, oh, nope. Somebody else had their hand up and they've taken it down. All right. So I do have a question. In the Q&A here, I was just diagnosed with Hashimoto. I'm trying to wrap my head around all the food changes that I have to go through. I'm trying to keep the mindset of look at all the stuff I get today instead of all the things I have to give up. So this week I've caught myself a number of times overeating sweets at meals and using the mindset of, oh, well, I have to eat now because I can't have it later. Yeah, I keep beating myself up every time I eat something tasty. Well, that could be part of it, Sandy, is the way you're talking about the food as if I can't eat tasty foods. You can eat tasty foods. There are certain things that you're not going to want to eat because it's going to flare up this issue for you. And we really want to look at it as, how do I take care of myself as someone who has this diagnosis? And you were onto it a little bit as you were saying, like trying to look at what works for me versus what doesn't. And the minute you go off of it a little bit, it's a time to learn, right? That's what I want you to think about. It's a time to learn Why? What was it about this situation or this particular food that I felt that it was worthy of me risking a flare up of the Hashimoto's? So that's what I would be looking at for you. All right. Jen had her hand up before, so we have a few minutes. I'm going to promote you, Jen. I think you put your hand down because you're like the call's about to end. I probably will not get to you. Jackie also has her hand up, but I probably won't get to you today. Let's see. Hello, Jen.
Hello. Oh, I gotta take my glasses off because I'm old and I can't see on my phone with my glasses on.
So how can I help you today? What's going on for you?
I have gained and lost, I'm sure like a lot of us, significant amounts of weights over the course. I'm in my 50s now, including with no BS, well over 50 pounds. And every single time I've gained it all back. Plus, like another, like this last time I gained it all back, plus like almost another 50 pounds on top of it. So I'm absolutely terrified to try to lose weight again and end up in 2 years like 350 pounds instead of 300 pounds. And it just stop every time I go to like start anything, I very much have this like, this is hopeless. It's not worth it. Even all the like the scientific studies say that it's almost impossible to do this. Why should I even try? Because I may end up making myself worse. And that just is like in my ear. And I'm trying to think of like ways to work with that because it really does feel like a fear, like that's
It
there,
sounds like a
you
fear. It
know?
absolutely sounds like a fear that you have that I'm going to mess this up somehow. I'm going to make things worse. Is that true, though?
I mean, in my experience, in my life experience, it's true. So,
I would be
you know, like
really
I've had that, like,
curious.
I'm doing this for the last time mentality so many times that I'm like, that's fucking, pardon my language, like, that's, you know, whatever, you
You're in
know,
the
like,
wrong.
I don't
Fucking
believe it.
fine to
I
say
don't
it's
believe
fucking
it.
stupid. Yeah, okay.
You know, like, so I guess I'm trying to think of like another, just another way to position it in my head, like, that can
What if you're
help me
wrong?
with that.
What if you're wrong? And this is the last time for you.
That would be amazing.
Oh, good. Then let's do it. Honest to God, like that's the thing. What I want you to do is, have you done the Regain course?
Yes, but it's been like, when did that come out? It came out a little while
Only,
ago.
no, not that long
No?
ago.
Okay. Then I haven't done this one. I've
Would
been
you?
around since COVID, so I've done a lot of courses over
Okay, the
the
Regain
years.
Reset is different.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to go and start doing it?
Yes, but I immediately have that like pushback of like, what's the fuck?
The fucking point is, here, I'll tell you the fucking point, is because you want to become the person who does it for the last time. Who does, and so that is the whole point of that course, is to really work on, okay, the only reason the time before this wasn't the last time was because it was some piece that didn't get cleaned up. That you were doing it in a way that couldn't be sustainable. And that's what we want to find out. Either what were you doing that wasn't sustainable, or what roadblock got in the way that shifted gears for you, so that we can figure that thing out so that this time that doesn't happen. Is it possible that a different roadblock could come up? Yes. But if you're committed to seeing it, like these other people that came on the call, seeing it when it's maybe 10, 15 pounds as opposed to 50, because you're committed to, I'm going to figure this out for the last time. We really just got to know what roadblock got in your way. And otherwise, if it was, what was it like for you before when you were losing weight? Did it feel easy?
I don't know. Yes and no, for the most part, yes. I mean, there were definitely challenges that came up. A lot of it too was circumstance because it was kind of during COVID. Last time I did it was during COVID, so I didn't have as much work. I had more time. Like that sort of thing. And my fiance lived on the other side of the country, so I only got to see him every couple months. And so I just had more time to myself. And it hasn't been like that at all since then.
So what we got to figure out this time around is, How do we do this when we don't have as much time for it? So you're gonna do, I would suggest, the same thing as Barb. It's okay, what am I gonna do today that's going to help me? What's that gonna look like? Am I gonna sit and write a plan? Am I gonna just pay attention to doable hunger? Am I gonna do my what? Like, which, what are the things I'm gonna do today? But what we really wanna clean up is why it didn't work for the last time you did it.
Yeah. I was wondering too if just maybe looking, because you had mentioned the maintenance course, and that's something I had never even looked at because it wasn't even around when I was like losing weight last time. I'm wondering if I should just like look through that just to see what it is so that to
You
help with
can.
the foresight of like as you're losing weight to kind of think about that. I don't know. Do you think that would help at all just to kind of,
I would rather you do the regain reset first and take it slow and just start doing that. Start getting some wins for yourself. Start losing the weight again. And then, absolutely, yes, anybody to me should do the maintenance course. At some point, I've recommended it for people that are 50 pounds from goal. It doesn't matter to me, like where you are. Like you said, it's good to know what's it going to be like when I get there, because that's part of the piece that you were missing last time, right? Is how do I stay where I'm going? We're not trying to get you to vacation somewhere. We want you to go live in that place. So that's why I want that's why you're, like you said, when things around you changed, your approach to weight loss didn't change with them. And that's what we want to make sure that we do this time, is figure out, okay, what does weight loss look for Jen now with the life that you have now? So you can look at the maintenance course to see, but that's not where you're at right now. Right now you're in loss mode. So we want to figure, okay, how do we lose the weight in this life today? And then we can figure out for sure how are we going to stay there in maintenance. There's nothing that's going to hurt you here in no BS. No matter what you do, it's going to be helpful for you. So, but I really would encourage you to do the regain reset. And I would love for you to put your hand up again next time and let us know how it's going. How would that feel?
That's good. I do very well when I have to report to other people. So
Good. Well, you've got a month.
I'm a good little student when it comes like
Good.
that.
Okay. I would love to know what comes up for you as you do it. Right? Like, there's such good information in there, and I think it will really help you. Okay.
Deal.
Deal. I will be
Right.
looking for you raising your hand next month.
Okay.
Okay. I
All
think it's
right.
the first weekend in May, if I'm not mistaken, or I don't know. I don't know what it
Something.
is.
I'll check
Whenever
the
it is,
calendar.
I'll see you then.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All
Thank
right.
you.
You are very welcome. I will. Oops, sorry. I'm gonna put you back down here. Jackie, who had your hand raised, did you want to come up and chat with me for a minute, or are you good and you can come to the next call? If you put your hand up, I will chat with you first. There you go. Okay. I hate to not talk to somebody. I know we're over now, but I can't believe how well I'm talking. Y'all, I was in bed for like 2 solid days, and I haven't talked this much in 3 days. So, but I'm impressed. My voice is here. Maybe I'm really on the mend. That would be so nice. Jackie, can you unmute yourself? Ask to unmute. Did that help? There you go. What's up?
Hi there.
Hi.
This is the first time, sort of, I've ever been coached. And I'll try to make
Sort
this,
of.
I know, well, sort of because I was very blessed to have won the Drop It Like It's Hot last year. And so I was able to go to Corinne's for the in-person
Oh my goodness, so cool.
phenomenal.
Yeah.
And so, you know, she did, there were like 20 of us there, and it was just fantastic. And she gave lots and lots of great coaching and tips and things like that. But me being me and being quiet, I was very quiet.
Okay.
But it didn't stop me from getting a lot out of it. Let me just say that.
Okay.
So since then, lots of life has happened. Like a couple other people, you know, I've been in no BS, I guess, since last April, I think, but I had been in and out since COVID, since 2020. So I've learned in the last 18 months, I've lost almost like 74.2 pounds, almost 75 pounds.
Wow, that's amazing.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
Okay.
But then when I went to Corinne's, my question for her sparked her to ask me a question. So I told her that for me, I'm finding the closer I'm getting to goal, the more nervous I am about being smaller.
Okay.
I haven't been small for 30 years, probably.
Okay.
And so she asked me, you guys are so amazing. You're so intuitive. Because she asked, had I ever experienced any type of physical abuse? And yes, the answer was yes. And so she's explained that, that has a lot to do with a lot of things and, probably a lot more than what she could help me with. And maybe I should try, counseling. So, and I agree with that. She's absolutely right. And it has a lot to do with a lot, even though it was a million years ago. But anyway, all that to say, after that, starting in November, I started gaining and I have gained 17 pounds since November. I did take the
But
plunge.
have you started seeing somebody?
No, I'm married.
Oh,
I'm
sorry, I mean like a counselor or therapist.
Oh, no, I've thought about it a lot. I've talked to my best friend a lot who goes to counseling and she's trying to talk me into it, but
I mean, you could do coaching as well. We do a lot of that type of thing in private coaching as well, where we talk to people about past issues and
I don't think I realized that you talked about those kinds of things. I mean, I know you talk about a broad spectrum of things, but I didn't know if that was so. That's good to know. so, and yes, probably I do need to talk through that. But I feel like this is more than that, though. I since November, I've gained, like I said, almost 17 pounds. And I'm not going back. I'm not going to go back to where I was. This program is phenomenal. I listen, stopped quote unquote doing the things, and I but a couple weeks ago I started trying to do a couple things at a time, and I actually wrote in to write co ask coaches last week, and they said they did the regain course, so I did start that, and I'm on today's call.
Yes. So it sounds to me like you got to this place, then Corinne brought up this topic. This and said, you should probably deal with this. And your brain went, okay, fuck that. And I'm, you know what? Stop doing this thing. Because if,
I don't need to deal with that.
right, I don't need to deal with that. And if that's what I have to deal with to get all the way to wait the goal, forget it. And yeah. So you totally see your regain story of what happened and why. Now, I still agree with you. You can deal with that issue. Or you can hide from that issue if you want. You don't have to deal with it. But it takes a lot of talking to yourself and reminding yourself, okay, this is what I'm doing. Because you were doing certain things when you were losing weight. And to me, it sounds like you were at the perfect place to do the maintenance course to really sort of see what that next step is, like what the difference between losing weight and maintaining your weight is, because a lot of it is identity. And it's just around, the person you are going to be going forward and really bringing the weight loss skills into that identity of, okay, this is just who I am now. So. You can do that and still be the person that has or hasn't gone to therapy to deal with past trauma. What's coming up?
Well, I guess I still don't even want to think about any of that. And in my mind, like I've been writing things down as you're talking to other people today, and I'm thinking, well, I had this happen and this happened that caused me to not be able to work out the last 4 months and caused me to have all this stress, and all these things are why I've gained weight, and because at some point you just really get tired of looking back and
Yes.
saying
Okay,
that's what.
so if it is those things that you mentioned, though, then what?
Well, then I guess I just need to do it. I just need to get back to it. Yeah.
Decide who you are today. Today, who am I? Today, I'm a person who goes to the gym or not. Today, I'm a person who follows doable hunger or not. That's again, the only thing you can control is who you are today, right now, this exact moment, and like a minute from now, maybe. But like beyond that,
Okay.
I think that's a thing we sometimes forget is to stay present.
Yeah.
And you again, the stuff that happened in the past is also in the past. It's not in the present. It's not happening to you now. The only thing that's happening to you right now is you're thinking about stuff. And we get to remind ourselves, okay, present me. She's okay. She is safe. I'm taking care of her. Because that's me right this second, right here.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So again, another person doing the regain course. I would love to see. And if you want to come back to the next call and just give us a quick update on how it's going for you. What have you learned? What are you doing differently now or not? And then we can talk through that, right?
All right. That sounds terrific.
Okay. It was good to see you, Jackie.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm so glad we got to everybody who did have their hand up. So that is it. I will leave you for today. We've answered all the questions and coached all the people. So, anybody else that wants to do the Regain course and wants to come and share with us next time how it's going, what you're doing, we would love to hear that on our next Regain call in May. All right. Have a great Sunday, everybody. Bye-bye.